This is Robert Monroe speaking. And here is another recording from our Explorer tape file. Again, we have taken from the one we code ROMC, so that you'll have a more complete impression of the unusual experiences she has encountered. As we get into the session, she's well into Focus 12 and beyond.
Oh, quick, I built the balloon again and then started doing some resonant breathing, which is like filling the balloon full of air, my own air. And I really started feeling I was floating up and up and up. And then all of a sudden I saw it real blue, just as blue as can be. Beautiful, beautiful blue. Like the whole sky, the whole surroundings. Like I'd just gone even up more than before. It's always sort of dark. But then I sort of saw a comical scene. Huh? Like I saw a cloud floating by. Here's my brother, who's always a ham in life, was sitting playing a harp on a cloud, just like a
very cute.
Just sort of goofing off, you know, like that'd be the sort of thing he would do. It's very light feeling, just like I floated way up into another atmosphere. It was very, very good up here, very light and blue, and feel lighthearted.
That's fine.
See, this is all I see, and it's like a little saucer's floating in, and it's got a glass top, bubble top. And I'm just supposed to get in this glass top little saucer, and gonna be taken for a fast ride. I'll get in and see what happens.
Very good. I'll wait.
Okay. Very, very rapidly in this. And right down the center of it is a light beam. It's like I'm going to be taking a ride on various colored light beams. Right now, it's like a white light beam coming down, energy beam. I don't know where it comes from or where it's going, but it's coming right down the center of this little saucer I'm sitting in with the bubble top. And I'm just sort of being lifted now up through that particular beam, just being lifted higher and higher. I'm going to be lifted up, and it's like I'm traveling, spinning with that beam coming right through. Let's see what happens now to a source of it. It's just like now the whole thing is not just a beam, it's just getting up to where the source is, and it's being just sort of flooded in with this white light. Yeah, I've sort of been slowly let down on this beam again, down to where it's just a beam. Now I'm going to have a blue beam. I'll have it running through. Okay, I'm sort of spinning around, and then being lifted up through this beam. The beam's coming right down the middle, but I'm sort of being lifted up through this beam, and it's expanding until now. Again, I'm all washed in blue. It's very cool and refreshing. It's all blue now. I'm spinning around in it. Now I'm going to be let down, back down the beam. And it's like I'm being moved over to another beam. Going to be moved way over. I'm going now to a, let's see, it's a yellow, sort of a yellow beam. And yellow is also relaxing and being lifted up and through this beam, on this beam and through the beam until I get up to the source of the beam and it's all yellow light swirling around. Now I feel like I'm being let down again. Now I'm being moved over, it's like being moved over on the spectrum, and I'm up. There's a nice, real nice orange beam coming through. And now I'm being lifted up through the orange beam. The orange is a nice, real good color. It's giving a lot of energy. It's a pulsating orange. Pulsating. Now the orange is turning to red. It's like a pulsating. Very energizing. It's like orange and red and orange and red. Now it's like two beams together, so I'm let down now. Okay, now I'll take over to the beam, moved over to the purple beam. Purple is very one nice, calm and cool purple. Okay, I've been lifted now on that beam. Okay, now I get up. It's all purple and swirling around. Now all the colors are going to come in. Just like I'm swirling around now in all the various colors. All the colors now. It's going around and around. And it's like I'm going to hear music. The music is coming on. Sort of lifting me up. Hear this real nice music that it's all blending in with. It's part of the color. It goes with the color, colors. Now it's like I'm being taken out of the little protection of the little saucer with the bubble top, and now I'm going to just be left to float a little bit. Now just to float, I'm just floating in these colors, just beautiful colors. It just keeps changing. And the music, I can hear the music. Just like a floating now. Very relaxing and very energizing. It's just like I want to float here for a little bit. I'll just float and listen to the music for a little bit. Playing. A little saucer coming back out. I finished floating. It's very relaxing, energizing. I'm supposed to get in it now. I'm going to be taken somewhere. Platform now. Just put off a little platform. I'm just standing there straight up. I could see a circle of myself. I'm standing there, but I just see a circle. It's all like aspects of myself in a circle. Standing on this platform, sort of floating way out in space, but it's very nice, completely away from everybody, everything. Like I'm just floating up now, standing on this platform. It's now like I'm supposed to stand and observe what's going to happen. My ear is ringing anyhow, but someone's just working on my my face, like someone's exercising, helping to exercise my throat muscles. To talk, but getting me prepared. We are trying to hope that she is multidimensional, and this is why she is able to see as a great circle of self. Of many forms of the self. It appears to her to be like many cells extending from a circle in between. And we are trying to show her that there are many, many dimensions of one human self. As she can see and understand that she is much more than that conscious self that she sees in the mirror and that she experiences in her waking state. She will be much more readily prepared to go into the multidimensional levels of the consciousness. And this is why we are working on various levels, not only the visual. This is very important. To work on the visual, but also we are working with the other senses as well. As she realizes and senses and experiences the light feeling of floating, this helps to take her away from the heaviness of this worldly self and helps her to see more clearly that she is not tied down nor bound by this physical self. But at the same time, we are showing her now her human body. And as each cell glows, we are showing her that the cell is a complete universe in itself. Every cell in the human body is a complete universe of great complexity, but yet at the same time, great simplicity, and within each cell is a whole energy level, and the energy is self-sufficient within each cell, and there are millions of universes within one human body, just the physical, so to speak, with many levels of energy patterns within each cell. And as a soul is aware that their mind and self can be very much in control of the use of the energy within the millions of cells, it is very awe-inspiring, and it is a great sense of responsibility And this is why it is important for the self to stand aside, to look at the magnitude of the universes that the self is responsible for. But the greater dimensions are the many, many dimensions of what we call then the energy body, the universal self, which goes beyond the body, which can be seen. And this body is in touch with all levels of the highest forms of energy, and therefore when this body is released in its highest form and in its highest working form, then all of the levels and universes within the physical are put into place. And with the great energizing and balance between not only this universal energy body, but the working levels between, there is no limit to what the soul and the self could perform in this minute second of a lifetime. Once the soul is in control and will release the levels of energy in its purest form, the human self is capable of the highest of what you would consider miracles, but they are not miracles. The human body would be capable of appearing and disappearing at any stage, at any level of existence, in the earth level and the higher energy levels, if the self and the soul are in the right communion. And of course, this is possible, as you well know. It is possible for the energy body to travel, but it is also possible for the physical body to be capable of many very unusual feats. They are all combined and connected. But we are only saying this to use an example so that this entity can see and know that there are no limits put up on the human body and the self other than those limits that the mind puts up on the self and the body. And this is why it is important to work in changing the concepts that the earth level put up on the mind of man. Once a soul is aware that there are no limits to the experiences and levels of existence within the physical body, then there is a new frontier where all things are possible. But the great work which we have to do first is to work with the mind of human souls And this is why we are now working to clear the mind of this entity from all of that which has been put into her, that has limited her horizons. It is no fault of her own that she feels limited. It is just that kind of thought form that is sent to her from other thought forms of earth levels. And it is our main job to work with thought forms to release those false thought forms that hold down the soul in its true release and its true activities. And this is what we are working on at this time. We are going to continue to help this soul to see herself in the many levels that she is. And as she can see and experience these various multi-levels of her existence, then she will be that much freer to explore into the unusual and the most amazing universes that exist right within the self. And we have a good beginning. It is always our desire to help all who are interested in being helped. All that we do is to help as many as are willing to listen and be helped. And therefore, it is not that we are working with one entity, it is that we are working with the earth level, and there are many who are working to help to release those who are caught in the wrong thought forms on the earth level, and therefore we are most happy that anything that we do is shared with all who are interested in learning, and of course all who are with you are growing and going into the many dimensions and are learning. Much of what we are already saying is known.
This is indeed very interesting. In terms of our communication, is it possible for, as you indicated several meetings ago, to bring in other specialists who have knowledge that we might wish to select and choose avenues of being or doing based on certain knowledge? Are these available to us?
This is what we would hope would be possible as soon as we have cleared this channel of the many thought forms that keep her from being truly, truly open to this new kind of experience. And we will hope that this will be possible, and we are working on this, but it will only be possible when she is ready to completely step out of herself and to travel in other dimensions, and it is only then that the information can come through, because if she is present, she often has a bit of doubt forms that can keep the flow from coming, but we are planning to work very carefully on this. And when the time is right, it will take place.
One of the reasons why we bring this up at this moment is that we have many things facing us, and guidance is very important to us at this stage because of the factors that may change in our earth pattern here that may affect us very deeply. And if we could prepare for such changes, it would be very helpful.
Many souls are being prepared to understand the changes, and you yourself are capable, and as you know, of tapping in to the knowledge and understanding of what is taking place. But it is helpful when it can come also in a clear channel. We work from many, many directions to the earth level to help those who are consciously open to understand what is taking place so that they can assist in the greater work that must take place on the earth level.
Are you aware of any significant or important changes that will be taking place at the earth level?
There are many levels of changes that are taking place, and of course there are many that you are aware of as far as the physical changes in the earth. There is a shifting that is taking place, a polar shift at this time, and the tremblings and the shakings that are taking place around the earth are merely a beginning, because the shifts of the inner workings of the earth are great. However, this is important because the earth in itself is shifting into a higher form of consciousness. And in order for the earth entity, it is a live form, to shift into this consciousness, it has to go through the shakedown of those negative forms that have existed around it, and all of the levels of thought that the human beings have brought to the earth have caused great imbalance, especially in the areas of a large concentration of negativity. And as the large concentration of negative thought forms grow to a higher magnitude, this affects the earth, and therefore the shakedown is beginning. But as with all growth, this is important. And then besides the physical aspects of the shakedown, there are many levels of energy that is being projected in the earth direction. The earth is sending out its antennas to all aspects of the universe, and therefore it is receiving much more attention from other forms of life, and therefore it is attracting to itself many forms of consciousness levels in the physical level and in the etheric. And therefore they are studying the earth, because the earth is like a baby in the cosmos. It has yet much to learn in its emotional level. It is very young emotionally, and it is time now for more growth to take place. and that shift is coming very, very, very soon. But those like yourself and others with whom you have been working are ready for this because you have been willing to look into all levels of consciousness and know that it is not just one level, the physical, that is important, but that the dimensional levels of existence are the important aspects of life, and man must be in touch with himself, or he will destroy that which is most important to him, the very nature of his existence, the nature of his consciousness. And man must come into attunement not only with self, but with all levels of consciousness around in order to preserve and in order to not, shall we say, preserve, but in order to go with this shift in growth and consciousness.
How much, by our time standards, how much time do we have to prepare for this?
The preparation is taking place and has been taking place. Your preparation has been taking place for many lifetimes, and therefore it is not a matter of preparation. It is a matter of going with the happenings as they come, to adjust and to shift with this shift. Therefore, you are prepared and you have been prepared, and the great tests will come as you are able to go with the flow and to realize that when the breakdown begins, that this is merely a very important part of growth. Therefore, you are prepared and you are working very hard to prepare many, many souls in the right direction. It is mainly the ability of the self to be in balance and to be in tune to understand what is happening, because the physical is not the important aspects of life. As the physical breaks down, the human soul will begin to see and must see that the breakdown is only a shift into higher spiritual understanding.
Yes, that is very, very important that we consciously know this.
There's no time in levels of consciousness, as you know, and everything that you do is important to the next step, and therefore you are doing what you should be doing right at this time in the history of the earth. You are doing the best that you know how, and you must continue this because you are enlightening many, many souls, and therefore must not worry about time as the earth time, so to speak, but the time as far as the universal levels of the soul consciousness, as you are helping souls to get in touch with themselves, they are able to go outside of time, and therefore this is the only time that is important, is stepping outside of time into the deeper levels of consciousness, and therefore you are doing precisely what you must do to help to step outside of the time barriers, because as you know, there truly is no time.
No, there is not. I appreciate very much the discourse, and we will attempt to solidify the overview, as we call it, so that people will do this more and more, and hopefully we can get into that condition now. How is she at this moment?
She is fine. She is observing the whole situation as we had asked her to, and is growing as we are able to share.
She is understanding what we are saying.
She is understanding.
That is very good. Do you have any further information or messages that we need at this moment?
We will say that we are with you. You have a large energy field that surrounds you. And a part, as you will find, of the pressure upon you now is this great shift in the work which you are doing. You are stepping into a very important new aspect of your own program. And therefore, we have, and there are many around you who are sending great energy and are sending their all levels of confidence as you take this step into a new level of reaching many thousands and eventually millions of souls. And this is part of the pressure that is upon you at this time, but this shall be relieved from you as the whole new level and program begins to flow.
I will understand this when it begins to take place.
You certainly will.
The balance of the session was uneventful, as you can well imagine, after that particular meeting. This is the end of this particular tape, and I do hope you enjoy it as much as you have the others.